Yo, 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 we back. Episode 6, the most hated podcast. We return.
We literally took 6 weeks to do episode 6.
Are we going to pretty count the 6 weeks?
So
six
like weeks? Six, like Drake's people say in the production.
What? No, I'm good with you.
Six.
So it's your boy, the CEO of the streets, the buddy with the beat, the man that y'all cannot defeat. Fuck a quarantine. Definitely fuck Corona.
They ain't no quarantines no more. You can't even say that no more.
I can say that still.
You can't say that.
Fuck a Corona.
Well, you can fuck it all you
Shout
want.
Shout out to the vaccine. If you got the vaccine, then you can party. You understand me? And you know who we got? That man from the boogie down himself.
Are you not entertained?
6'5", ladies. Savages of all savages. That one, the only Link.
You ain't know, man. What can I say? You know why the fuck you here. You know why you waited 6 weeks. You know why you miss me. You know why you let that bath water open in the fucking sink. You know why you didn't wash your balls. Because you wanted
to wait
for the great one. Link, a.k.a. the Savage One, a.k.a. the 910 Filter, a.k.a. I drink your grandma's bath water,
again?
A.k.a. I fuck the girl twice from the back, a.k.a. I went to different dimensions, came back and did her again, came back, both dimensions, September 08, you know what time it is, a.k.a. that Dirty Dick Garcia nigga.
DDG! He's
D-D-G.
Back!
D-D-G.
That nigga DDG is back!
It's not an STD, it's
D-D-G.
A label.
DDG!
It's just a label.
And AKA, you know who we got?
AKA the table abuser.
Yeah, he's
every
the shit
time
out of time.
He always
that table don't even like, get ass kicking right now. And you know who we got?
He acts like he's Chris Brown. The table's Rihanna. Stop hitting the table.
Wait a minute.
And you know who we got?
You know who we got? We got that one, Mr. I Know Everything. Mr. Facts himself.
Mr. I put the mic on mute for the first recording.
Oh, shit. The one. The one. The only. Mr. Espinosa.
The E is solid and the Z is solid because he put you to sleep.
Woo!
And Mr. Facts know it all. Danny.
Oh, now we're being in the table too. Everybody wants to be in the table too.
Oh, you're Chris Brown.
I'm sorry. Espinosa. The E is silent.
Uh-huh.
And the Z is silent.
You putting niggas to sleep.
So, guys, we're back.
Again.
Like sorry. But you know what it is? We have lives, you know what I'm saying? And we have different things that happen in lives. You know?
I mean, it took us 6 weeks just to get this done. Some would say it's Link's fault. Some would say Dutch's fault.
A lot of people will say, it was Link's fault.
I have people say Link's fault. And Link's defense.
Wait a minute. Why is it Link's fault?
And Link's defense.
Okay.
You know, I'm very busy out here doing DDG things.
Oh,
now, for those who don't know, DDG is a non-profit organization.
It's an organization?
A hedge fund. Head of myself, a.k.a. Link, a.k.a. Jay, a.k.a. Latin Garcia. And what our fund does is we give back to the community. Okay. You know, it all started back in the founding fathers' days of the 2008 September 08. It's what experienced when I went
September
through
8.
Multiple dimensions, and I experienced a lot of things in those 5 years. I saw things go by that I just need to share now. And for that, you have to buy my book on Amazon.com. Good luck with that. Okay, back to you, Dutch.
So, we were hot in hiatus for a while, but now the team is back. We found out that Mr. Espinosa was in Area 51 with Link, and now they're back.
Yeah,
guys got, can we say kidnapped online, man?
We got kidnapped. Honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. So what happened was, after that episode of shenanigans, my memorial shenanigans, there was a rumor that I might have had the Delta virus in me. You know?
Yes.
And as being, you know, a case one scenario kind of guy, I was taking in. Espinosa was next to me. They took him into. They threw us in this black cage in the dark. Drove us overnight.
Cage.
I don't know what it was. They dipped us in. It hosed us down with some special yellow liquid. And they said,
"Was R. Kelly there?"
Oh, that's R.
Kelly. It might have been. I heard some R&B music in the back. About step to the side to side.
That's
come
not,
around.
Not really like the
you know
R.
what I'm saying?
Music.
I'm just saying. That's what they kept saying as they were holding us. Wow. I don't know if that was a procedure that holds it from the back to the side, under the side. I don't know. But the point is, he was kept there for 5 weeks at least for observation, for testing, and analytics.
My mind's okay? telling me no.
Wait a minute.
You know, this song gives me...
Oh, I know. I kept hearing that every time they gave me the syrup. And then I would wake up in a dark room. In the dark. With butter all over my fucking chest.
Butter?
Melted butter. And it was definitely margarine.
You know what, guys?
I think I might have been Land O'Lakes. I'm not sure.
Mr. Espinosa, what do you have to say?
I have to say that song gives me extreme PTSD to this day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I get, you know.
Those PTSD.
I don't talk about Air 51 anymore. Air 51.
I get, you know, shivers at night.
Yeah. You know, let's just say that
hearing it in my head.
Area 51 is not what people think it is. Okay?
So you thought so when you hear my booty song, the booty song, you get crazy?
All I know is my bunch clinches really hard.
I can't look
and at I go into static shock.
Wait a minute.
I can't look at the closet anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you was trapped in the closet?
Yeah, yeah. I literally don't open my closet no more.
You don't open your closet? No. So you just leave it open?
No. I asked my maid to call up.
Okay, got you.
I can't go in the car.
The only problem is I have a blind maid. So she takes out like the wrong outfits for the morning. So I wake up one day wearing a tank top with fucking, you know, boxer shorts and then like the mismatching purple and gray socks. And then people at work are like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? My fucking maid is blind.
Why would you hire a blind maid?
I don't know. But she cooks a hell of a fucking omelet. I'll tell you that much.
You sure as food? You sure as food in that shit?
Hey, I actually know cats around. She's Chinese, by the way.
Wait a minute. All right.
Her name is Lai Ming.
Wow. Wait a minute.
And the B is solid.
And the
what did he say?
I don't even fucking know what he said anymore.
Listen, man. They had an app. It said ChinatownHelp.net.
You thought it was a happy ending.
I was, exactly.
You definitely thought it was a happy ending.
It was for blind maids. And I got her. She helped me out.
You were trying to get that DDG.
It only cost me $6.99 on Cash App. And my cheap badge is Klarna. I pay it weekly.
So you paying $3.
Basically.
$175. Yeah.
Great sale.
Wow.
Why
like this? Yo, it's been a while. We got a lot to talk about in a little time.
Yes.
Tonight we're July 18th.
Today, July, I think so.
Yeah. Summertime.
The sun is out.
It's bright as fuck outside. Yeah. It's a Sunday. It's hot. We had a nice AC, thank God.
Yes.
We are alive. Let's be real. We are alive. We are healthy, thank God.
Amen.
We
survived R51.
We survived that. You know, we survived COVID.
My STD is cleared. I'm no longer dirty, thick Garcia.
Wait.
Thank you.
Hit the button.
What?
I mean, you know, Dr. said I'm clear from all, you know, syphilis.
Hit the button.
What did he say?
That's what the doctor said. What the fuck, man? I'm being honest. This is going to be honest.
What did he say?
I'm coming to the show and be raw.
So,
because of being raw, I almost got dead.
Wait a minute. So we're back. Let's talk about our weekend a little bit. Because a lot of people want to hear what we do, not only of current events. I don't know why the fuck we started doing current events and all this shit. But people like it still.
People don't like the Tom Brockwell.
Wait.
We've always done current
events.
Not in the
beginning. Yes, we did. Yeah, that's what we did. I don't Hood remember
news.
The building that much. Hood News was not current events. Hood News was Hood News.
Yeah, but I don't be hanging out with Crackhead Larry, so I can't tell you a lot about Hood News.
So, Friday, we had a event we went to for our company.
It was in Brooklyn.
We was in Brooklyn!
My vest didn't fit, so unfortunately, I had to wear it around my neck only. So, if I got shot above the chest load, I was going to die.
Back what I was saying. So, fucking lame. So, we go to Brooklyn for my boy. Shout out to my boy, Jay.
Messiah.
They had a pop-up shop up there for Mimi.
Shout he's also Mimi. A big supporter of black people, by the way. So, shout out to him.
Because he's black. And he's blind. Supposed to be. And he's blind. And he's supposed to be a supporter for
No, because you know we got to shout out to black people.
Well, they call Destiny a black.
Oturia.
Do you know that? They call Destiny a black-owned company. They've been saying that. I've been like, but then I'm like, yeah, we're black because we're Spanish and Puerto Ricans have black.
Well, you know, when I was in the doctor's office the other day and she was looking at my penis, she said I looked black. She said it had a slightly blackish, semi shadow color to it.
Dirty Dick Garcia,
you know, right? You know, I we don't do the show for a while, and I realize, you know, there's something missing.
And then when we do the show, I realize why we don't do the show. It's because of him.
Him? Yeah, you don't have a name now.
I don't have a name now.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Link.
Let me remind you who the fuck I am.
Tell them who you are, Link.
I am L-I-M-K, Link.
Oh, how you going to spell it for you?
A.K.A. Savage, S-A-V-A-G-E.
Well, what are we talking about the table? What did we talk about the table?
A.K.A. Bang the Table Man.
Can you stop banging
AKA
the table?
A.K.A. Chris Brown, alternate personality. Okay? Oh, geez, and the table is Rihanna. All right?
I'm fucking
AKA, mad. Shout out to him dating fucking, shout out to her dating Mr. Travis Scott.
They
said Rocky, get it right. Get it right.
They're all black. Oh, look at
wait a minute.
My bad.
Yo. Wait a minute.
One guy hits, one doesn't. All that.
Rocky has one hit.
One has better sneakers than the other. All that.
But so, point is, does he have one hit? Yeah, he has one hit. Yeah. He has the one with Drake and
Kendrick.
And Kendrick. That's his one hit, really. Well, and the one that he had when he first came out, the Harlem song that all the Harlem niggas was liking that shit when it came out.
So going back.
So back was saying,
you
so
need
Friday,
me in this show. Okay?
So Friday. We had an event. We went to a pop-up shop in Brooklyn. It was an amazing event. I had a good time. I really had a good time. A lot of good people I met. Shout out to the people we met out there. Sammy, Spack.
There's a lot of ass.
There's a lot of ass for you? Ass.
Ass
for Link. And a lot of people.
I saw a lot of possible networking opportunities.
But shout out to Five Boroughs. Show mad love to us. Since we met him, he was mad.
Shout out to Five Boroughs. You are crazy.
Five Boroughs. That white boy is a crazy motherfucker.
Is crazy. You smell like a fucking guzzler, bro.
That nigga was sweating, son. He came out for the tank top. That tank top looked like he needed to be squeezed and everything.
You need a towel. By the way, Destiny Towels.
Destiny Towels, baby. We definitely got it. So we had a good time on Friday. And helped out the brand. We got a lot of following. We met a lot of artists that were real good artists, like that should be in the game right now. They really could spit. And shout out to y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. And the crazy part is that it is, I'm going to be real, is real that life. When you have an event like this and people were supposed to make it and they don't make it, that really busts my fucking balls.
It grinds your gears.
Grinds my fucking gears.
All right.
So
let's grind it up.
I don't like that, but I already handled that situation. It's already handled as we speak. And then people texting me like, oh, I should be there. High Life, if you wanted to be there, you could have been there, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to invite people all the time to an event when I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I just get these people from Instagram.
Plus, we don't have time for 24-hour advanced visitation passes. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even ask my significant other, do I need to go anywhere? I just go.
If you need like a parents note.
Listen, we can't write. I don't write notes.
A parents note consent. You know, a guardianship.
Listen,
my life.
We love you to death, my nigga. But if you can't make the moves we make, my nigga, and that's what it is. So I hate that. Not only High Life. A lot of other people were hitting me up. Oh, why's my invite? Where's my invite? Bro, it's a business thing. You see us have a good time. Doesn't mean we only partying. We're fucking networking out there. You know, Destiny is
a
brand.
My feet hurt and my legs hurt. And my mouth hurt.
I give a shout out to my son and Link coming because they came out straight out of work. Both of them worked a big day. Shout out to Mr. Espinosa working in Chipotle.
You order it. Crazy Diaz online because we don't do it in real life. In real time, baby.
So Mr. Espinosa has a job now, ladies and gentlemen. But before we get to that, so Friday was good. We got home around 1-ish. We had a good time. Link met up.
Why are we giving them a time frame? They don't know who the options
Link,
watching.
Link had a good drive-through time.
I had a very confusing Friday time. Let's just say why. We left the event. We wanted to get some, you know, I offered my team... So drinks. I said, I got y'all. I'm balling.
On dollar drinks.
For dollars and dollar drinks. I said, I want the hot seat.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I'm black inside.
Yeah.
I said, I was going to get a Sprite maybe. You may get your little Sprite.
Uh-huh.
But no.
No.
When we pull to the Thrive window,
uh-huh.
This nigga over here does want to go with the app shit.
Uh-huh.
Get fancy with the shit. Fancy with it. Look at the options now.
Look at the options. Got to have my options open.
Drinks to let's buy the whole fucking menu. First it was, three
hungry.
Drinks, then it was nuggets,
uh-huh.
Then ice cream,
uh-huh.
Then some milkshakes.
That was you.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold up. Then Espinosa got fancy with the fancy milkshake, chocolate and vanilla.
No. He wanted vanilla with whipped cream on it.
Okay.
There were cake covered with cream.
And then I got the chocolate with the whipped cream. And then we got I got me a double cheeseburger with fries and some 20 piece nuggets for $5 because I got them. Yeah, I had a double cheeseburger. You didn't mean, see, he didn't know about my double cheeseburger. This nigga is bleeding on us right now. Go get yourself a wifey in the bathroom. So that was our Friday adventure. But the funny part was we get to the drive-thru, right? Link and I are bugging out with the person that we always do in the drive-thru. We bug out with
people. I started flirting with her.
But you started flirting.
Like, Ma, you sound but good. I want the ice shorty, cream. Shorty extra, sounded extra tall.
Yeah. Shorty sounded good on the drive-thru microphone.
Yes.
But then I jinxed it.
You did jinx it.
Because I tell Link, yo, she's probably sound good on the microphone, but look like a monster when you get there.
Well, she goes sound like hurrah.
Yeah, I said that exactly. So then we get to the window, and this older lady came out looking like Mufasa.
Bitch looked like she was Aunt Jemima at a soul food spot in the back.
Word.
Making your yams, baby, with the greasy apron.
Yams.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she looked like she was like, hi, man, D. Would you like some more yams?
So, it was not a good experience with the drive-thru. So, we got our food and we left to move back.
Oh,
to
I know. Where my ice cream was on point. So, you could tell she could make a ice cream.
My milkshake was banging.
The icy ratio was on point.
Yeah. And she kept calling you Poppy.
What can I say? Wherever I go, I'm DD motherfucking G.
Dirty Dick Garcia, ladies and
gentlemen. By the way, for the record, it's not an official label. This is a name we came up with.
He's gonna get a tattoo saying DDG.
I'm officially clear from all.
But when I say dirty dick, ladies, when I say dirty dick, I don't mean STD dick. I mean what it means, dirty dick. And dirty dick doesn't only mean STDs, it means that nigga dick. So that's that nigga dick that can give it to you, ladies. And he is dying right now. And okay, so that was our Friday. Saturday, we get in the pool. We enjoy ourselves in the pool.
We
saw Space Jam. Now, out of 10, I'm giving it a 7. Link?
I'm giving it a 7.
Damn, man.
I'm a LeBron fan. I'm going to give it a 7.2.
But let me break something down to you people. Like they said, and a lot of people said too, this movie is made for kids. So don't take it as a 30-year-old supposed to be like, oh my God, this movie's fucking awesome. Yeah. Or it was so corny because the jokes, it's for kids. It's made for kids. It was not made for us.
It's made for you to watch with your kids.
That's it. If you don't have no kids, you should
watch
it. As a LeBron fan, you watch it. It was okay. It wasn't bad like I thought it was going to be.
I laughed. I cried a little bit almost.
I saw the cry. I saw your tears.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, that was a good fix, son.
So, we watched Space
Jam. I really cried because how bright those sneakers were. How bright that jersey was.
It was a good movie. So, I recommend if you like, you know, kiddie movies, go see it.
I mean, if you on Max for free, watch it.
Watch it. I want to watch it. Now, see, I want to see that shit in the movie theater. I watch it in my crib for free, but not in the movie theater.
Right.
Free. So, then after that, we go on a mission to get soul food.
Soul food from No Island.
39 minutes away.
They're so fancy. Food. They don't do pickups on the phone.
They don't do pickups.
You gotta order.
Shout out to Soul Food. Long Island Soul Food is called? Yeah,
Long Island Soul Food by 429 South Hempstead.
Oh, he know the address, nigga. We get again. But shout out to them. We follow them on the gram. They doing a great job. Food is amazing. It will give you the itis ASAP.
Nigga, it was so good. We both knocked out in the fourth quarter of the NBA Finals.
I was
especially Dutch.
I was out.
Dutch was kind of cheap.
I had barbecue chicken with mac and cheese, collard greens, and cornbread, nigga.
Well, you know what I had.
What you had?
I had the potato salad.
Uh-huh.
With the mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
With the baked chicken nizzy.
Ooh.
With a side of cornbread. And I stole some collard greens from my brother. Because what I do when I open my third eye steal my collard greens.
Oh, baby. No.
Because I'm woke.
Oh, no.
Amen, my brother. Amen.
Then?
I had the barbecue chicken, the mac and cheese, the potato salad, and the cornbread.
Ooh.
Don't hurt them.
You didn't have barbecue chicken. You had barbecue ribs.
I ate
my barbecue.
It was so good in your mind when you put it in your mouth.
Wait a minute. What? Hit the button.
Buttons doesn't want to work now.
What did he say?
What happened to the AO button? We don't use AO no more?
Where is it? Oh, here it is.
We don't use AJ.
I don't know. Yeah, one job.
Hey, yo!
Yeah, one job.
But that was our soul food experience. It was amazing. Shout out to them out there. Great, great fucking food, no lie. That was our Saturday. Then today's Sunday. Yeah. We're going to have tonight, Money in the Bank, pay-per-view tonight. So we're going to go straight to this. Straight to the Money Bank right now real quick.
You mention it? Let's go with it.
Mention it? We got to go into it. Tonight, WWE, first pay-per-view since the fucking quarantine started.
Oh, I thought you meant Money in the Bank, because I'm going to say, I got the way my money is set up, I only got $2 in my account.
No, not like that.
Money
in the Bank. So,
by the way, if you want to donate to the Link Fund, you can donate to dtg.org.gofundme.pleasehelpdirtydick. Appreciate you.
Dirty Dick Garcia, ladies and gentlemen. So, first pay-per-view with fans in it, so we're going to have fans. So, then, Mr. Espinosa, please give us a breakdown.
All right, the Usos versus the Mysterios.
I got the Usos. What you got, Link?
Got blood on him. Anyway, what you said?
Usos versus the Rey Mysterio for the tag titles.
Usos, baby, come on.
All right.
You come to the penitentiary.
Welcome to the penitentiary, ladies and gentlemen.
AJ and Omos.
Ooh.
Versus the War Raiders.
That's hard. I know you got AJ. I got AJ too.
I'm going to be biased.
The Raw Women's Championship, Rhea Ripley, Charlotte.
I think Rhea Ripley's going to win.
Rhea Ripley.
Go. Give me. I'm going to hear it.
Well set.
Go with the upset.
Little Charlotte.
All right.
The men's Money in the Bank. Kevin Owens.
I don't know who's going to win. This
Drew
is hard.
Drew McIntyre.
This is real
Matt
hard.
Matt Riddle. Ricochet.
Man.
John Morrison. Big E. Shinsuke Nakamura. And Seth Rollins.
I'm going to go with this. I know Drew's going to win, but I want Big E to win.
I'm going to go wild card.
Ooh, I like a wild card.
I'm going to go Ricochet.
Wow, that's a good wild card. It's a good wild card.
I'm just for the spice of it.
Where you going to go, man?
Big E.
Okay.
That makes sense.
The women's Money in the Bank.
Mm.
Zelina Vega.
I know who's going to win this one.
Asuka.
You 100% sure?
Naomi. 100%. Alexa Bliss.
I think
Nikki Ash.
Liv is definitely going to win.
Liv Morgan. Natalya. And I don't know if there's going to be another person or not.
Who do you think is going to win this?
I think Liv Morgan's going to win. They're pushing her.
I love Liv Morgan.
They're pushing her. I think Liv is going
to
win.
I want to impregnate her with all my babies.
Can you get to the point? Can you stay in the point, please? Can we stay in the fucking track?
Well, technically, I want to impregnate Liv Morgan. But in terms of actual wrestling predictions, I'm going to go with...
It's hard.
Naomi.
Wow. Another wild card.
The tribal chief, Roman Reigns.
Got Roman, baby. Got Roman. Got Roman.
It's gonna be Roman. I like
you gotta acknowledge me. Acknowledge me.
Why will you play games with me?
Man, play that shit, man. Play Why Will You Play Games With Me.
Why would that man play games with
me? Why would you play games with me?
Why? Why? Give it back. Go, Dan. What else we got? Then that's the whole people.
My
That's Roman Reigns. That entrance, that music is fire, bro. Like, you can't. They had a chance. That's the head of the table shit. You walk into that shit. So.
They're gonna think we're a gothic show.
And Bobby Lashley versus Kofi Kingston, the championship.
Bobby Lashley gonna win again. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm going with the upset.
Okay, I need an upset.
Of Kofi motherfucking Kingston.
Okay.
Bringing in black, the Kofi side.
Kofi Mania, he said. Okay.
Bobby Lashley.
Okay.
However, if Kofi wins, Biggie's going to turn him.
Ooh, he cashed in on Kofi?
Yeah.
He cashed in on his face!
Yeah.
He called it. You heard it first. Talks with Dustin Link. Damn it, Espinosa called it.
Well, the mic's muted, actually.
No.
Wait a minute. I would fucking slam something.
If Bobby wins, you can go that two ways.
Jewel's going to cash in if he wins.
I'm going to say one or two ways he can do it. You can either go with Drew, Bobby versus Brock at SummerSlam,
or Bobby versus Goldberg. Goldberg's supposed to come back.
I hate it. Now, if Bobby wins, they could do Roman and Big E at SummerSlam, too. Because apparently Cena's filming a movie.
Fuck Cena. I don't want him back anyway, his fucking no-hair-ass nigga.
Well, let's see what happens.
I like the idea of Cena.
Because look at, they got Finn Balor's back.
Yeah.
Nah, look at Finn Balor's back. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about last Saturday. Tragedy that happened. UFC.
Oh.
Conor McGregor.
I want to say it. That's how I went.
It was hurt. It hurt. It hurt because I really like. I don't like Conor McGregor like that. But
I like him.
I chose him to win that night.
He broke his ankle and still made $20 million.
Yep. I'd rather break 28.
Good for you. But we only made $1 million.
So Dan, when you broke your shit, did you make any money?
Nah, I lost.
Daddy made -$0.20. So Daddy made. What the fuck that was?
Danny's like,
my leg.
When he broke his leg.
My leg.
So when
people, we're here at Talk to Dungeon Link. Our soundboard team
just got retarded. Excuse the word.
That's what happens. You got a 6-week hiatus. Niggas go through Delta virus. You know, this guy had to be isolated from us because, you know, Link was patient zero. It's hard for us to run it the way you're supposed to.
So we're gonna move from there. Conor McGregor hurt himself. He lost the fight due to breaking his ankle. Yeah. But he made money still.
It was like just such a freak accident.
It was a freak accident.
He stepped back.
But he already cracked it already. Yeah. But we didn't know that. He already cracked it already. They said he already cracked it already before that happened. He was so hyper and shit that he didn't feel the adrenaline. The adrenaline was just, he didn't feel it. He was still trying to fight with the broken fucking ankle.
He was.
So you can't even give the man a shout out for that. Now, baseball is a crazy twist right now in the world. And I'm going to give you why. The New York Mets are dominating the fucking game right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not a Mets fan. But talking to a Mets fan like Link, how do you feel about your Mets dominating the game the way you are?
I'm actually pretty satisfied. You know, I have a connection to them.
Yeah.
More than ever because we're not going to get into that. But no, because my father, and I always got an eye on them, even though I'm mad they beat the Yankees in the Subway Series a couple weeks ago. However, the last two games, they played pretty badly. But today they came back 7-6, down 6-0. You know, yesterday they blew a 6-0 lead. I find that kind of retarded. You blow it yesterday, today you come back from it. I'm impressed with all the injuries. Young manager, first time coaching his first year.
Yeah, I lost Lindor.
Multiple attitude. Lindor out for a couple weeks. Syndergaard's been gone all year. Carrasco's been gone for a year.
DeGrom's on IL right now.
DeGrom's over here. Fucking blowing out his arm every other week. I don't understand. It's crazy, man. But we're still hanging in there. First place by 3 games over the Phillies. Yep. By the way, speaking about baseball, the same topic. Tragedy yesterday.
Yeah,
Washington Nationals and Pirates. Washington Nationals and the San Diego Padres game.
Yeah, we saw that in the news.
Very crazy.
How the fuck did they get a gun in the fucking
stadium?
I have
no idea. Someone needs to get fired of security.
Somebody fucked up. Somebody fucked up
big time. Big time.
You've never seen that in a baseball. So you never crazy. Seen that in a baseball fucking
The Padre stadium. Team offered the fans to run into their dugout.
Yeah, dugout. Yeah.
So they can keep them safe.
That's crazy.
Players putting stuff on the line. Actually, you can see videos where they actually went out and told them run towards us to get away. That's crazy.
What was the, why that nigga had
I think
done?
Four were hurt. I don't know about fatally injured.
Four were hurt? No
death. Fatals.
No deaths.
And I hope they catch the shooter. I don't know if they did, but that's crazy. So people, you go out to baseball games, you gotta watch out more than just for balls in your face. Okay, be safe because sometimes that coming at your face might not be a ball, might be a bullet.
What about
and you can't catch bullets, but you can catch balls.
What about
batter?
NBA Finals. Are you happy about the NBA Finals?
I'm really pissed. I had a little two small bets on the Suns winning.
I told you.
I had a little lunch bet, a little $30 bet, a little innocent bet, nothing crazy because I know. It's not worth it. So nobody can feel shame when they lose. I heard people feel this a lot of time when they lose for me. I understand. Losing the J is a hard thing to do. But anyway, going back to the matter at hand, I feel like the Suns have blown it. I think it's going to be Bucks. Bucks have won 3 in a row. They woke up a monster. Giannis is on a different level, playing like a team player. Middleton last night had 27. Joe Holiday had 25. Giannis had 32. They're on a different fucking path. And I give it to them because being down 2-0, everybody wrote them out.
Everybody did except me.
CP3, I don't know what you're doing. You got to stop recording stiff on commercials. Wake your ass up, nigga. I don't know. Go do a Space Jam movie and come back. I don't know.
Wait.
Figure this shit out, nigga. Put on some LeBron sneakers. I don't know. Go to Toonie World. Recruit Bugs Bunny. Figure something out. Because Booker, you're not the real Mamba. You're top at 40. You're going to top at 40. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Those stop wearing Mamba sneakers, nigga. Because you don't got the kill factor. Because last night you had the shot. You stumbled, you mumbled, I don't know what it was, and they took the book off your hands.
Yeah. So yeah, that's crazy. Like I said, it's at 7. Dan checked already.
Copy
7.
That.
The money bank end starts at 8. So this episode we're coming back is gonna be a little short due to our timing now. Time strains.
Hey, we're giving you a sample.
We're just giving you a little taste.
Now,
next
Friday,
week we give it back to you.
You gotta behave.
Big loss in the music community. Biz Markie.
Yes, we lost Biz Markie. He's 50-something years old.
Quick moment of silence.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're under proof. I asked her name, she said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range, but when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. And when I asked, do you have a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you. Shout out
to Biz Markie, man. That song is so true. You have been inspiration to Link himself. Link has met many situations where I've been told that he's just a friend. And I've been on the other side where I am just a friend. But I'm fucking your girl, nigga. On the law right now. You can't stab me. You know what I'm saying? Any money. You know what I'm saying? Fucking your girl on that floor conference.
Savage! So.
And let me say, also, RIP to the RI, if you know what I mean.
I Subliminal! Know,
Savage!
Yo, we are having a good time. We are back. You ain't gonna, listen, we ain't gonna be gone for so long no more. I guarantee it.
Even if I am trapped in the lofter box.
Wait a minute! Savage!
So, because there ain't no squares in my time. Bang! And all the I eat like a furias, fresh.
So we are definitely dropping this
and
right
all
now.
All the kicks I buy are local. Bang! Bang! I don't do import tax. Bang! Bang!
So we are trying to get this going right now, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about this. There's little subliminals out there a lot.
More music.
What else you got? Oh,
Smoke album.
Now, album 10 out of 10. I'm giving it an 8. I got one song I don't like. I don't think Pop Smoke will ever do that song. What's her name again?
Dua Lipa. Well, he does like Dua Lipa. He likes her music.
Didn't say
why did anybody keep saying that?
What?
How did they know he liked her? Did he say he liked her?
There's a video of him actually in the car like jamming out to her song. So but I don't think the song doesn't really match with the vibe of the album.
No, it does not.
And Pop's verse and Pop's chord, it doesn't match with like the vibe of the
album. Also, shout out to my favorite rapper who'll be coming out of retirement. There's a new song out there. I love so much. It's actually Daddy's favorite song.
You playing with the cup? I'm hit you with a cup.
Don't hit him with a cup. Nobody hit him with a cup. Come on, just clap your hands. Just clap your hands, man. Just clap your hands. You know you like that song.
You know.
What the fuck? Get off me, Dan!
Dan, I told you.
It's a fucking song. I was telling you to play yesterday.
I told you not to play.
I don't give a fuck.
I told you
not to play. Suck it up. You want to be a sound guy? You got to hit a sound.
Put the damn cup down.
Put the cup down. Put the fucking cup down.
Danny DeAndre Lopez, put the damn cup down.
I will pee on your face.
Wait a minute. We meet again. You pee on my son's face. You pee on my son's face. What the hell is going on in this house?
All I know is
Silencio.
All I know is.
Cut it. All right.
Logic. Are you cool? You good? Are you good?
Right. Logic has a new song.
Listen, we clear all Spotify shit, all the fucking lawsuits. I mean, in the clear. I clear from Delta virus. I don't need this shit, all right? I can't even fucking breathe right now.
All right. Logic has a new song called My Way, people. Go check it out. It's a good song.
Yeah.
You can't what is this kid's name? Like, the one we heard on Friday.
Which one?
Zeke?
Yo, Zeke got a good fucking song, man. Yeah. I'm going to play it right now. It's fire. Like, I like it a lot. He had the videos. I seen the video, too. They got Five Burrows is in the video. I think Sammy's in the video, too. He got some shit, yo. This song is right here. Check him out.
Oh, get it together?
No, not him. Oh, not him. Zek, the Spanish kid. S-E-E-C.
Oh, Zek, yes. Zek.
This song right here is fire, bro. Fuck out of here, it's called F-O-H. Real fire, man. Listen to this. You gotta check him out, man. He's on Spotify. You gotta check him out. YouTube video's good. Good YouTube video. That shit's fire. Shout out to him. He showed mad love. He shows love, mad love to Destiny right now, too. Play that Zeke song, because I like that song. But I like the song he spit earlier. It's called Demon Time. It just came out.
You gotta send me the Spotify name. It looks good. I'll search for it. I don't see it, though.
Yeah, you're spelling it wrong. That's why.
I found it.
Yeah, me too. It's, you're looking at, okay, you spell it, it's two E's and not it's two C's.
All right. E-E-C. But Zeke did his thing.
Zeke definitely did his
thing. I actually have it here.
You have it?
On the like songs. Give me a second.
You like the song? You like that song? And another artist that was good, what was his name? He was real good, man, but he's the one with the NASA. NASA Keys, but he don't have the song he was spitting.
It is Zeke Ya.
Just spell it out.
I love you, Benji.
Zeke Ja. It's Zeke Jaye. That's Instagram as well under the Zeke Jaye. Baby, you got so much to prove.
Since day one, I really had your back. Yeah. But he got a better that song is good, but I like the other song. Demon Time is good. But it's on SoundCloud.
I know.
It's not on Spotify yet, it's on SoundCloud. But that Demon Time is fire, that song he got. He don't got it on Spotify yet, but he got it on SoundCloud. I was listening to this morning. It was real good. These were people that perform on Friday. They're real good artists. Nasty Keys, he's real good, too. Check him out. That's the Demon Time. That's just fire. Man. It's fire. Yeah, that's fine. Dan, don't give him too much. But he needs to drop. I told him that today when I spoke to him. I said, bro, you need to put that on Spotify because that song is going to be fire. He said, it just came out. I'm trying to work on it. My man, Nasty Keys, right here. Wasn't a song that I heard that day, but I like it. It's called Threes Tonight. Throw the threes up. I mean, he was throwing the threes up and shit for Brooklyn. NASA Keys. I know exactly what you need is Cool dude, man.
Shout out to the local artists. You know how we always do. Shout out to local artists.
We show love to everybody local. We show love to people that don't sometimes get love nowhere else.
It could be my way or it could be local way. We got love for you.
But yeah.
Daddy, step away.
So, we gave you out of music. Now, I got something crazy that's been happening in New York.
It's going real crazy.
Kidnapping the kids, man. That shit is crazy. Last Saturday, the pops kidnapped the kid.
Combined.
Kidnapped his son, the wife, and killed her in Tennessee. They found a body.
Beautiful girl. I feel so sad.
It's crazy. And then 2 days ago, Thursday, around my aunt's area in Queens, trying to kidnap the kid in front of his mom's. Took him in the car, but they got the brother and sister. Like, they went in the car, got him out. And then the whole block tried to attack this nigga on video.
He got away?
Yeah. But check this out. They found out they know who he is. They got him on tape. He just got out of the crazy house. He escaped, they said. He stole that car, he just el loco, papi. He's crazy. So please, if you are a woman, kids, do not walk alone. Have somebody with you. Have pepper spray. Have a little knife. I don't give a fuck. A butter knife you have.
Don't trust nobody.
Don't trust nobody that's not your family or friend. Please be careful anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. Because look at even Sayville. Sayville, we had one. We had an abduction like last month.
Yeah.
They were talking on Discord and they were playing on
Minecraft.
15-year-old kid. Thought he was playing with another 15-year-old kid, but he really wasn't. He was playing with an 18 or 19-year-old kid. 19. But a 15-year-old kid, this happened in Sayville. The 15-year-old kid has
autism,
and the other kid has some special problems too. So the kid was going to the Carvel that we go to right here, and the other kid snatched him up and took him to Virginia. The cops from here found him in Virginia. And brought him back. Kid is locked up right now. Another kid is hope. They ain't got nothing. They didn't touch him. Nothing happened to him. He's alive.
They found him sleeping in the car in Virginia.
Yeah, he was sleeping in Virginia in the car. They found him.
A cop from here. Good job.
They get paid good. They got to do that shit. No more little kitty in the stuck in the tree no more.
Man, Sayville. I think of creepy horror stories. I'm picturing Freddy the Krueger coming out of nowhere. I don't know why. Out of the water.
Well, you saw deers.
Out of your pool, you know, like, you know.
Saw deers before, so.
I saw Deer werewolves.
Deer werewolves, yes.
Thank you.
No, you know something crazy I found out recently?
What? That you're special?
He's not special.
I found that a while ago, but...
His grammar's not perfect, but he's not special.
But
I'm special.
They're actually in the tri-state area.
What?
And like the east, like the northeast area.
Yeah.
There are sightings of things that look like deer,
mm-hmm.
and they try to get your attention.
Huh?
And it's like they're not deer, but they look like deer.
Wow.
They're not. It's like a weird, like, urban legend kind of thing.
A lot of urban legends out here in Long Island, like the Ronkonkoma Lake. Yeah,
like they stand on their 2 feet.
Yeah.
They stand on their hind legs, and they look like deer, but like they stand up. And they try to get your attention by like screaming, making sounds.
Yeah, deers don't make sounds.
Knocking on your windows.
That's crazy, Dan. Yeah. That's crazy, Espinosa. That's real crazy. Now. We hit you with everything we have, you know. It's been a long. It's a lot of things to talk about. Not enough time. A lot of things to talk about.
But one other thing of news.
What?
I apologize for Link over here. Could be losing his job at OnlyFans.
Yeah, Link, the OnlyFans is gonna be gone. Hey, didn't we talk about putting the shit on vibrate?
That was not me. That was the song.
So Link. Then we talk about you losing your job on OnlyFans. I've got the memo that OnlyFans wants to clear out all the adult contact and keep it positive and keep it clean. So what do you feel about that? How do you feel about that, Link?
Well, what can I say?
I don't know. What can you say?
I believe that clean content is the way to go. Right? According to the standards and guidelines of COVID and proper entertainment protocols.
Okay.
However, y'all know that's nothing like a wet, honey bear, hairy motherfucker in the bathtub.
Wow.
Right?
Yes. Right. Whatever you say, yes.
So if I.
Got stuck there or something?
No, I'm just saying. If I choose to be a little more raw and unconventional in my $2.95 a month OnlyFans plan, what's the problem?
Because OnlyFans are changing that whole
thing. So what if I want to dip honey on my chest and rip my hair off while wearing a Winnie the Pooh mask and singing Winnie the Pooh lullabies? Huh?
You be singing.
So what if I want to have a threesome with the Tigger? And the piggy in the bathtub
with Piglet? Me. You a Piglet?
While dipped in honey. Huh? Heat pressing each other.
I think there's a lot of copyright issues with that.
That's entertainment purposes though.
There's a lot of copyright.
Is it OnlyFans a venue for me to be myself?
And also you're using their character.
The great Link from Russia would say.
What, he's from Russia?
Kazakhstan stand together. For I am a unique creative artist. What? Brucia! what I would say.
So, yeah, what he said.
And yes, at the end of the day, I got fired last Tuesday. That didn't work. So.
Did you return all the honey?
We shut down the website.
No, we threw the honey away.
If you want any of my free content, I'll email it to you free of charge.
Wow.
I have some Polaroids I'm not a fan of, but if you want them, I'll send it to you free.
Free.
If you pay the postage.
You pay the shipping?
Yes. I don't ship to Rhode Island or to Boston, but anywhere else is fine. Thank you. Have a great day.
Hit the button.
Summer! Also, any ideas of doing pickup? I don't do pickups. I'm like Long Island Soul Foods. I don't do online order pickups.
Hit the button.
Summer! I only do Polaroids on the go, fresh, in real life.
I want to give...
Also, I have 2 jars left of my special Link Ball Sweat products.
Wait a minute.
A product idea that didn't go through too well. My Mexican factory was shut down due to hazardous conditions. Apparently, the ball sweat while being in the truck over Jalisco, Mexico, and coming to the borders was not really well protected. It was safety sealed. So and ball sweat over time leads to some nasty pathogens.
Is it like Frito-Lay?
At least the lefty pathogens. So my boss, well, unfortunately, left unattended to you can lead to conditions that are not sanitary.
Why are we talking about your boss sweat? Why are we doing this shit on the fucking show?
Is there a factor like Frito-Lay factors?
What?
Breaking Frito-Lay employee factory workers are on strike because of unwell conditions in the Frito-Lay factories. You know, the lay strips.
No, because I was paying them with Sun Chips. And the sunny water.
Wait a minute. So
did at least 2 people die?
What about these damn Cubans? What's going on with
also,
Cuba? What's going on with Cuba?
Our lunch truck outside of the factory, which is giving them a complimentary lunch, was using used refried beans.
How the fuck you use refried beans?
You're using the expired ones from Cuba.
Oh, we're talking about Cuba now. Talking about Cuba, what's going on with the Cubans? They're not happy.
Well, they're fighting for refried beef independence. They're tired of used butt cigars and Castro's ugly-ass beer sons in a communist country that don't give you a real Cuban sandwich.
They don't what?
How you put Spam in the bread with some fucking mayo and call it a Cuban sandwich? That's not a Cuban sandwich. I want real puerco. I want the real nasty skin from the pork.
What?
I want to bite that nigga. He go, Harr! You know what I'm saying?
I don't think a pig make that sound.
Well, something like that.
So
the pig I was playing with sounded like that.
I don't think that was a pig you was playing. You was probably playing with a hog.
Probably. He had a black look to him. He was dark too. I couldn't have seen the light.
So
and it wasn't the forest.
I want to give a big shout out to
and he was feisty.
I want to give a big shout out to everybody's listening to the show and we have heard your comments. We have heard your demands. We are back. We are sorry we were gone for too long.
And Link is still...
Whatever fucking sound that is, that's what Link is.
Lost.
And
in the sauce.
Summertime, what do you expect? We do things. We can't do a podcast all the time in the summertime, really.
I mean, I could put the cast in your pod if you want me to. For a small fee, of course. Text me later. Check my cash out. I do Klarna. I do Afterpay. I also do Afterlay.
Hey, yo, to the bags.
You know what I'm saying?
Hit the button.
Hey, yo!
Real talk.
I'll also take Sizzler if you want to be spicy.
Sizzle.
You can Sizzle these, daddy.
So.
Hey, yo!
So.
Listen, when it comes to my side hobbies and professions, I am gender neutral. I'm here to make the money. Okay?
Don't break that rule.
Trying to buy a house. If you can if I gotta shake my tail feather twice from the back, I'll do it.
No, I wanna be real. I wanna be real, real right now. Real
oh quick. Shit, it's getting real, Dutch.
I wanna keep it real. Before we end, I wanna be real. This really bothers me so much, people. You know, there's many people that we deal with, and they have connections or they have friends, and they I'm not gonna say people's names because this is not me right now, but it pisses me off that you know we have this show, right? We have a show, we have a clothing line, we're real fucking serious about our clothing line and our show, and we get no support from people that know what we have, you know, and that really pisses me off.
Yeah, like family members never bought one hat yet to this day.
Wow.
One shirt.
Wow.
Or donated $5 to help us out, even just for the friendly, we support my dream, which I've been doing for 5 years almost now.
And it gets me pissed off that people are like, oh yeah, I heard you had a clothing line. Yeah, thanks. Buy a shirt.
I know you.
And it's crazy that our clothing line, like I spoke to someone today about it, our clothing line is not even expensive. $20 for a shirt if you're in these sizes.
And where we go, people show us like, wow.
And then when we go,
strangers show us so much love, like, wow.
Y'all got great clothing. So cool. That's hot.
Why like the way it feels. I mean, like the girl came to me, she was like, I wear the way the shirt feels. Like, wait a minute, you get a little too touchy. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to select a sample it. I mean, you can buy it online or buy it from the Instagram
people
page.
People are like, wow, that's the rest real cheap.
You know, but it's just, and then you got people that have a fucking, I'm gonna make something up.
I want to support us, but don't really support us.
No. Then we have people that have brands that are not better than our brand, and they're charging $80 for a shirt. And you got people buying that shit. It really bothers me as an entrepreneur, as a hustler, that I have to. Like I said, it strangers care about my brand
look
more
at the,
than my
the lady
own
family who had
friends.
The table selling. What she was selling at the event.
Oh, the one I bought the shirt. She was selling like dolls and purses and stuff.
Yeah,
like
right.
That.
It's crazy.
It's like people buy stuff now for name brand and like name value and stuff actual quality.
Yeah,
like Connie can put out a shirt that looks like, you know, I
got shot five times.
Exactly, it's a crackable wear.
Yeah,
but and people buy it for
$120. It makes no sense, people. But hey, we're gonna make it one way or another. No matter the podcast, Destiny, movies, Mr. Espinosa coming out with any film he makes or anything he does, we're going to make it one way because we're going to grind and hustle to the day we go. It doesn't matter if you're not supporting us. If you don't want to support us, hit the road. Get the fuck out of my face. I am hitting you with real shit.
So fierce fashion.
Yeah. I'm hitting you with real shit because I'm tired of hearing, you guys got a podcast? They go, how long we been doing this podcast already?
Almost a year and a
half. We're on social media. We're on iHeart fucking radio. Talk to me nice. How are we on iHeart radio
on
and you motherfuckers platforms. Don't know who the fuck we are?
Mudhopper, Google Stitcher, Google Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify itself, Anchor itself.
I mean, iHeart radio. I actually don't get crazy. It's just pissing me off that it's getting to a
we're
place.
We're incorporated.
We're LLC.
Everything.
We're everything legit.
Yes, sir.
We got a 16-year-old minor with us.
I don't think she's saying that you have a minor working for you.
He worked for me. He's my son. He can work for me. All right?
I'm calling my lawyer. Hello? Hey, Johnny. How you doing? Listen, I got a problem over here in the air. Yeah. We just stole our team member, Espinosa, a.k.a. Danny Does Photos.
But real talk.
Are we good?
We're good.
Hold on.
I'm his fucking guardian.
Right now. He's calling his guy. Hold on. We're in the clear.
Yeah, because I'm his guardian. Sure. I'm his fucking guardian.
He says it again, we're fucked. Okay, got it. You get a one-time
He's 16 years old!
Oh, shit. Hello? Your retainer? You gonna double the retainer? All right.
Double
the retainer.
But real talk. No jokes about it. It just pisses me off that it takes us going to a pop-up shop for a lot of people to open their eyes. It takes for us to be invested.
But you know where that comes from? And I'm going to be savage right now.
Be savage,
but also be real with it.
Be real.
People doubt what they don't see. They have to see it to believe
how?
It.
How? Family members see what we wear. We wear our clothing every... I wear my clothes every fucking day.
I wear it with a real day.
You understand me?
I always wear a hat.
Yeah. You can't tell me that. We got a gram. That's all day on. Constantly posting. You can't tell me, oh, it's not because you don't see it. You don't feel it. Come here, that bullshit, man. You could buy a $200 pair of sneakers. A $20 shirt will match those sneakers. I match every sneakers that I wear with everything I could put out.
And so it's custom.
And it's custom. And our material is great we use. So you can't tell me it's not what it is. What it is, it pisses me off. It's just that they rather, and it's for every brand. Every brand says this. They rather get something that costs so much money because they see people rocking it.
Right.
You see, this is the problem with the world we live in. You niggas worry about what everybody's thinking. When we worry about what we want to worry about. We don't worry about what's trending. We don't give a fuck if Talks with Dutch and Link is trending. Because we know we give you a good show. Not the best quality of editing and all this shit. We don't edit. We go straight into Raw Dog.
And that's why I got DDG problems.
And we go all that. But we give you the best we get. Nobody give you a realness the way we are. We are so real. All right? So
it's so real.
I got people hitting me up to this day telling me, I love your podcast. India! We are number 7 in India.
I don't even know who has a radio in India.
Don't start. Don't start about the India.
Talk to me now.
I'm just saying, can you imagine that one guy right now who's in the hot area of
here
India?
Here we go. Here we go.
Right?
We lost.
Tuning on to
down to 20 now.
On a PC. He's literally dumping ice cold water over his one PC that's running Windows 95. Right? Right?
Windows 95? Who the fuck still got a Windows 95?
It's India, bro.
But they got money over there, Link.
Their tower is probably running out of courage.
Link, they got money over there.
All right, he got Windows 2000. My fault.
They got money. They got billion people right, Windows, money Windows with, Link.
Windows NE.
I'm fucking
dead. Windows 7.
Them niggas got Macs.
Right. About to cut this off.
Yeah.
Breaking news right now.
What's the breaking news? Becky Lynch?
Pop Smoke's manager confirmed that there will be a deluxe for the album. Phase.
No, we don't need a deluxe, man. Every album got to be a deluxe.
I come with a side of fries?
Shit,
man.
What comes with him in a casket?
All right, people. 7 o'clock. We're dropping
comes
us
with
off.
Him in a casket and a faith doll next to
that's,
it?
That's savage. That's hit the button.
Hit the fucking button. I want to hit the button.
Hit the fucking button. That's your job.
Comes with a pot smoke blunt.
You need to stop. You need to fucking stop when Brooklyn comes over
here. What did he say?
So, sorry we had to get hardcore a little bit, but it's true. Listen, if you follow us, you
Dior,
love us.
Dior.
If you follow us, you love us. Keep on supporting us. We're going to blow up. I guarantee it. I'm going to be in my deathbed. If I don't give a fuck. We're going to blow up some way.
Yeah, that's harsh.
And shout out to people that do listen to us. I had a girl. Said it today. She's going to get a Talk To Me Nice tattoo because of the show. And because of Pop Smoke. And because of fucking, right. Yeah. I said, wait a minute. What? My boy was like, yeah, she's going to get a Talk To Me Nice tattoo, she told me. I said, why? She's like, because the way y'all got it, Talk To Me Nice. And it means something. I said, okay, cool. Appreciate it. See, we got fans.
See, I got people who tell me why I don't actually start the real Honey Bear OnlyFans.
Link, nobody wants to see you in honey.
No, actually, people actually do tell them that.
Yes.
They really do.
I've heard it. But nobody wants to see you. I don't want to see you in honey.
But it's not for you.
I don't want to even know that you're doing honey.
I don't even know why you would subscribe to that.
I want to subscribe to that. I don't even subscribe to any OnlyFans.
I can't see one day. Let's see my cousin is doing.
Oh, we'll definitely not do that. I would not put myself.
Nigga, he just put hot mustard in his mouth.
All right,
and
guys.
Dancing.
Good night, everybody.
On a bicycle.
Good night, everybody. That's it.
While throwing balls in the air.
Now he's a juggler now.
Singing Kumbaya. My
now he's a fucking juggler. Now I'm dealing with a juggler.
All I know is I'm going to do a special. I'm going to call it the guitar special. I'm going to sit in the middle of the room. Middle of the room.
Not again.
Middle of the room. Hold on. Middle of the room on a stool with one light shining over me.
He's
dumping honey all over my body.
He lies with honey.
Shiny honey with stars and stripes.
What house you doing this in?
Okay, in my house.
What guitar are you using?
And I'm using a regular guitar acoustic. Okay? And then all I'm going to be wearing...
I don't want to know.
It's a honey jar in front of my crotch.
Oh my Jesus. Wait a minute.
And a girl will come out and dip her hand in my honey jar as I'm playing the song.
You don't even know how to play the guitar.
Facts.
So what are you playing?
I'm just playing C notes, baby.
This is C notes.
All right.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
I'm out of here.
It's your boy. See you on the street. The bully with the beat. The maniac and the beat. I can't even say that shit right now because I'm just going crazy thinking about where the fucking jar is going to be at.
Open Mic Night with Link, a.k.a. the Stars, a.k.a. I made my whole team fucking go crazy. They out now at the book. They already left me here by myself. It don't even matter. That's what I do, baby. I come back from a 6-week hiatus stronger than ever, baby.
All right, we're done here. We're done. Everyone left. All right. Great show, everyone. All right.
Well, he left his phone here.
Here's his phone. Where's my phone?
I don't know.
I can't find it. I'll be right back. I'm going to look in the car. All right,
cool. And delete. Yeah, screw my way.